What you're about to hear are real crime cases. Listen carefully. You may be able to help solve a crime and collect a reward for your information. I'm Darian. I'll bring you the next case right after this.
So you see, son, good manners are important. Should I go through it again?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Exactly. Always say please, thank you, you're welcome, and excuse me. Sit up straight, hold doors open, don't speak with your mouth full, keep your elbows off the table. Share your things, play nice, and generally treat others the way you'd like to be treated. Got it?
Got it.
And stop picking your nose.
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But 2 minutes twice a day, making sure they brush their teeth, is easier. And it could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. Visit 2min2x.org to find out more. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
In St. Louis County, Missouri, on October 3rd, 2011, 46-year-old Xavier Ferguson stood in his driveway near his vehicle. His wife and a 4-year-old girl, whom they were watching for a friend, were inside the house. Xavier had been having recent trouble with the law. He pled guilty in St. Louis Circuit Court of second-degree arson and second-degree burglary. Xavier worked as a director of a daycare center, which is associated with the Chapel of Praise Church, where his parents serve as pastors. Suddenly, Xavier staggered to his front door and collapsed in the doorway. Xavier Ferguson had been shot. Police aren't sure if Ferguson was a target or an unintended victim. Ferguson's wife and the 4-year-old girl were unharmed. If you have information that can help investigators, a $10,000 reward can be yours. Please leave any pertinent tips at my website, realcrimecases.com.